5:35, good morning. It is the morning reboot on Q105. We are very happy you are here with us today. All the levels now appear to be right. We are rolling on the podcast, which is free. We hope you get subscribed. You can be a part of the show today. We're getting more accustomed to our new texting platform, which you don't really need to know about. We have to remember to check. So good morning to our first thing in the morning textures, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We had to rearrange the show sheet today, but we'll get to as much as we possibly can. We've got a lot to get to even before 6 o'clock this morning, a little bit after. Maybe the most challenging manic music mix ever. I'm just the boy that cried wolf on that now, right?
Yeah.
I have, you can ask us questions about what we do. Almost anything is in play because I have questions about what you do. Shortly after 7 o'clock, our new friend, Bethany from TSA will be joining us a little after seven, and Maya Ramirez will be here.
She needs to make Deja in a costume.
In tape. So Maya won Project Runway Junior a couple of years ago. Let's see if her and I remember meeting one another. And she also just won the duct tape prom dress contest. Mm-hmm. Maya's a TSA student. We'll have Bethany handle all that stuff.
Yeah.
Also, what if you weren't the sex that you are? Not like what if you were gay or straight or the opposite of what your interest is. Did your parents have a separate name set aside for you, or did you do that for your kids? We've got some sweet deals to talk about with the Riboff. So, a very busy show. Glad you're here for it. 5:37. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only newly headphoned, matching with his shirt, Floyd.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
I wanted to go a couple of minutes early.
Uh-oh.
I want to take the soundtrack from The Lion King, which has been released, and give it its own kind of love, no pun intended, rather than sticking it into one of our entertainment
It was
segments.
Released?
Yes.
Adding to my playlist now.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I texted you last night.
You did. I was...
So we talked about movie reviews the other day.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, overrated, underrated, properly rated. And I was like, find people whose minds you align with, and then you'll have a good idea of whether you'll like a particular product. The sites that I read on a regular basis so far have all delivered reviews that are very mediocre of the movie. Like, one called it unnecessary.
Well, that's... Everyone thinks these Disney... Not everyone. A handful of people think these Disney remakes are unnecessary. It's fine. And we've already talked about it. It's shot for shot. What do you expect?
Right.
It's literally shot for shot. Like, there's not a hoof out of place.
Yeah.
Not a
yeah.
paw print out of paw print. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally, you've seen the animated version. You cannot be surprised. Like, I made a joke on... When Aladdin came out, I said, please, friends, no spoilers.
Right.
And people were just like, yeah, that's right, no spoilers. I said, no, it was a joke, people, because literally, for the most part, minus the new songs, Aladdin was shot for shot, too, for the most part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, except that weird Guy Ritchie's slow motion thing, which I told you was my only gripe about the Aladdin movie.
That's his thing.
Like, it's so weird. It came at the most awkward points, too.
So we'll do a couple of the songs that we know. In just a couple of minutes here. Yes. Are you talking to the microphone again?
Yes. Hello.
I'm just making sure we're rolling good into the podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast, of course, for today's show will be up when the show is over. You can text Eric right now to our text number to get the link. Again, it's a free podcast to listen to. And when we get it posted after the show, here's the good thing. There's no songs, no commercials. But you don't get it live. Guess what?
I'm so excited to listen to this. Sorry. Yes.
Just hang on a couple of minutes. We'll do it in the very next segment. Camille got promoted at Starbucks.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She got her job?
Yeah. Thanks to us.
Yay!
We might not deserve, but we are taking full credit for it.
And I don't even want anything. Just give me extra gold stars on my thing.
And
my app.
This is
Congrats.
So you're over in that area because your other job is over in that
yeah,
area.
Yeah, so we either go to the Reynolds one or the Spring Meadows one.
Did you see? I tagged you in Nate's post.
Yes. Was that her?
No.
Okay, that girl's name was...
She looks new.
Yeah. I don't say her name, but I was like, yeah. She looks, yeah.
So the Starbucks at Spring Meadows on Airport is where my friend Camille got promoted, mm-hmm. where we told you to go walk in there and go, that Camille is just the finest barista ever. But Nate, who calls into the show and is a great listener, smartest TMR listener ever, tagged someone, like a new employee that works there, uh-huh. and to go in there and give her the hardest order ever, and you've got to be up there with that.
It's not that hard.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Please, unleash.
Trenta iced coffee. You made me mess up. Trenta iced coffee, no classic, 3 shots of espresso, 4 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, light 2% milk, please. Thank you. Okay. Just like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once you get it rolling, it's like a wrap. Like, I'm going to give that order to Nicki Minaj. She's going to make a hit out of it. And she's going to end it with brr.
She needs something to make a hit at this point.
I'll leave her alone.
Sorry.
She's well off better than we are.
5:41, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Ashley's son, Tucker, and I went to Imagination Station yesterday.
How was it with all the construction?
It was fine.
Was it? Okay.
I've long been looking for a 5-year-old.
Asking you shall receive.
To hang out with and do stuff with. And since... Sarah Hegarty keeps blowing me off to hang out with her son, JJ. Tucker and I had a blast yesterday. We saw my friend Kate, who was like basically Mrs. Imagination Station. Ooh. And we had a good time there. I didn't think about this. I should have known better. There were kids everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's the summer, too? Mm.
Again, I texted you. I know your life now. Like, I couldn't see it, but I could feel... The germs and mucus and boogers.
Yeah, disgusting.
You said you took a hot shower yesterday morning?
I burnt my skin. I was like, burn me.
That was me yesterday.
That's how I am every time I get off work. And it's not just me, you guys. I'm not like an anti-child person. It's anyone who works with children. You can ask a teacher, paraprofessional, a parent. You know what I mean? As soon as those kids go to sleep, they're like, burn. The kids don't know, but I also always say kids are disgusting.
Yeah.
They will snot at you. They will, like, kids who are 24-hour kids who breathe. Like, get a tissue.
Like, they're all,
I know you're 2, but get a tissue.
They're all human pugs.
True story.
There were camps there all over. I saw one from Ferndale. Ooh. There was another one from another area. And then I saw... Something blank Israel, another camp. So I texted my friend Hallie, who oversees the Jewish Federation of Toledo. Mm. And I just texted her thinking, it's a Jewish thing and we don't run into much of that here.
Right.
And it was where her kids go.
Oh, so they were essentially there?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was our local Jewish, local Jew camp. Like when I went to Camp Levitis as a kid, around the corner at the Y. She said I should look for her kids.
No. So you had one job that wasn't yours, looking for other kids that weren't yours. You were that person.
I was surprised she said that. And all I've seen her kids. Her kids are absolutely adorable. Uh-huh. And they are literally miniature versions of her, 2 girls and a boy. And they're so cute. And I don't think kids are all that cute, but her kids are adorable. And I was trying to process this in my brain. Like, I can, it's like when you find yourself attracted to somebody, mm-hmm. like, you can't stare.
You can't, and
if you're
going to,
if you're going to stare, at least stare at an adult, not a child.
Was that you the whole time?
No, I had to make sure, like, I I'm very observant. I'm pretty perceptive. So I tried to look and not stare. And I'm like, what am I going to do anyway if I find these 3 kids? Like, hello, you've never met me before, but I know your mom. Like, that's the number one line for somebody who takes a kid into a van.
She's like, kids, how was your day? There's this bald guy in a ball cap. He just kept following us around. Oh, that's Eric. You were fine. Like, it's funny, like, when she's inside of it, like, stranger danger. Oh, he's not a stranger. It's like, my, you could have told us that. That's funny.
Or they had these, like, teenage counselors that were there with them. And what do I do? Like, hey,
I used to be one.
Me too. Like, hey, are Hallie's kids here? Excuse me?
Exactly. Like, you put them in a position to be like, no, who are you? Like, you know what I mean? Because it's awkward for them too, because, like, who's to say you're not like, Uncle Eric who has to pick them up early because of family emergency, or like mom was just like, we have to go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, you never know, but
there's a fine line between Uncle Eric, friend of the family, and the kids trapped in the basement.
Right. Uncle Eric, family member. Uncle Eric with the van with no windows.
I only saw one of them anyway. That for all I know, that her two girls weren't even there. I mean, I'm sure they were, but I didn't see them. And I was like, all kids look the same. Jeremy.
Tucker's probably like, Eric, can we do this? No, I'm on the search for these two random children.
Tucker had a good time, and I didn't lose him. 5:46 with the Morning Reboot. The Lion King songs. We will do those next. The ones you know, anyway, here on the Morning Reboot, Q105. Baby, lay on back and relax. 5:48, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105, round two of the marathon today out at Highland Meadows. It will be a perfect day weather-wise. I thought yesterday was great. Humidity was actually kind of low. Didn't get any of that rain. But today, sunny and 84, just about Dr. Andrea, who we haven't seen in a while. She's doing a lot of summer stuff. What did she say? When summer finally began to arrive, she said, if anybody complains about this weather, I'm going to punch them in the throat.
So, well, stay away from me.
Well,
I'm a fall winter man.
So now I text her whenever today, like yesterday or today, I text her, was like, throat punching weather.
Like,
be on the lookout.
I legit woke up, walked out my door, and if I would have known the Lion King soundtrack came out, I totally would have played Circle of Life. I'm like, nah. They were like,
I don't have that one.
What? Is that not another thing?
I have the link to give you. And I
have it.
Oh.
I downloaded it.
Got it already?
I just downloaded it. You made the announcement at like 5:35. I got it at 5:36. And look, I was like, bloop.
This is my number one reason why, look, we should be talking and less music on the show, because you can go get it anywhere, but you can't get us. One other quick note. I just looked up on our friends at WTOL for the air show. They had some details. It's $35 or $45. If you'd like to save that, but also get a couple of other perks, we still have the email for you to help out if you'd like to volunteer. I didn't realize. I mean, that's a hefty price, and you get a good show.
Yeah, and we were up to, off the top, 7 people who inquired about volunteering. So
yeah, I just
that's definitely still open. So
if you want to volunteer to help out Pam and some veterans at the air show, you can look at our Facebook page or shoot us a text, because it'll save you the money. You get some nice perks as well. 419-240-1055. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. The Lion King soundtrack dropped. We already heard the big Beyonce song, Spirit. There are several new songs from the incomparable Hans Zimmer. You might not know that name, but Harry Potter, The Dark Knight soundtrack, and many, many more songs. You know his music.
He was behind The Little Mermaid, people.
What is he? Does he go back that far?
Oh, no, that's Alan Menken, isn't it? I think he's in that, but he has a hand in that, too.
Hans Zimmer is a wonderful composer. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you the trio. All right, here we go.
I'm ready. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. Yeah, sing it, kid. It's all problem free. Philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Okay, next up. Stop that. No existing here. Now see
here. Free to run around all day. Well, that's definitely out. Free to do.
So
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart-to-heart.
Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a star.
Yes, little Nala! Yes! Okay,
you ready?
I'm ready.
To me, this is the big one. I mean, obviously, like, Hakuna Matata made me to go nuts. That was my favorite, like, up-tempo one from 94. But here we go. All it's living
love is where they are. I that up because I'm emotional because we had my aunt's funeral last night. That got me. Ooh, that was good.
Do you have Be Prepared To?
That's my favorite Disney song of all time.
I just recorded those three.
Okay. Sorry. We don't have to unleash them on everyone right now. I love a good villain song.
I don't like the first two. I prefer the original. I prefer all the originals.
Well, they're the originals. That's what's embedded in our minds.
I know. But I'll tell you this. Can You Feel the Love is still like a very, like, it's, that's a really good version of it. I just love the Elton John version.
Like just him by himself? It's not bad either, yeah. But, oh, okay.
I'm looking for them. I had the link up and I can't find it now. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I know. You want to hear one of them again?
Yeah.
Which one? Can You Feel the Love?
I like So Singing Simba.
Well, that's definitely out.
Give it to me, Simba. Yes.
I think it's time.
Now the killer right here. Here we go.
Arranged a heart to heart.
Let him have it.
Kings don't need advice from little horn bills for a star.
Which one did you want to hear? I have it now.
Be Prepared by Scar. I can't say his real name. There's a lot of letters in it.
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
That too. That's a lot. Childish Gambino.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The computer's been tricky all night.
No worries.
So there we go. You know, I'll make sure the link is active.
Good with that. They're
all very good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm still emotional from yesterday, but then, can you see? Oh, I was like, is this from it too? I said, come on, Brew.
Are you still emotional?
Yeah.
We can do that next. Good morning. 5:54, the morning reboot on Q105. We'll do the show fast so we can get to our weekend. Hey, I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl. 6:12, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. There is a cool prize for you to score from our friends at Bellemere Suites if you hit up Q1055.com. Also there and other places like Apple Podcasts, or if you shoot us a text with my name Eric in it, you'll get the podcast link for the show. There's a small difference in descriptions there, and hopefully it's more helpful. You can have... thank our local friend John from the scientist from UT, who our Jeopardy friend, who offered that suggestion to do some time stamping.
Stamp it.
I've got a manic music mix.
Oh crud!
And I wanna play it. It's difficult, but I always say that I think I made the last song just like incredibly hard. I wanna play it. We'll play it twice. And then I want to talk about the celebration of life that was for your aunt.
No. No. Ooh, I know none of those songs.
That's what I thought. All right, let's talk about your aunt's funeral.
Okay, I know. Don't even play that again. I know not one damn one of those songs. I'm so mad I threw a pin. Was one of them Demi Lovato?
No.
I'm not even going to try today. All right, let's go. Was that... That was the manic music? It was in a second!
Oh, that's so good.
One is Sam Smith. I got you in my mind.
Yeah, the third song is Latch. Disclosure?
Yes, Disclosure. There we go. Yeah, the first one's Taylor Swift something. That's about it.
You'll have to figure out the Taylor Swift. Somebody help Floyd with the Taylor.
Yeah, I don't know that
the
one.
The third one is, that was tough. That's good. I'm patting myself on the back. Right. Your aunt's funeral was yesterday.
Yes, memorial service. I keep saying funeral, but apparently
there's a difference. Sorry.
No, well, I keep saying funeral. It was a celebration of life. It was the closure to the chapter of the life of my aunt. So, and a lot of family members showed up. It's really nice. My sister and I overdressed.
Let me explain this. So for the last 3 days, Floyd has had to bolt out of here. He's like, got to go to the dry cleaner. It was a couple days ago. I got to go find something to buy. I got to go to Kohl's. I got to go to the dry cleaner. And then you show up.
I got very confident on how I looked, but it was very that scene from Sweet Home Alabama where Reese Witherspoon came back from her New York City life and everyone's like in overalls and barefoot. That's how my sister was. I was dressed in like nice pale yellow pants, a nice blue button up, brown shoes, living my best Old West End hipster black boy life. My sister had like this cute sunflower dress, white heels on, hair pulled back up in like a little updo, and everyone's wearing pictures of my aunt on their shirt. It says, rest in peace, fly high, angel. And like, so my nephew was dressed up, and like, so we're like, we look out of place. Like, we're her immediate family. You know what I mean? Like, we looked out of place. So then my cousin Jeremiah, I gave my nephew a shirt with my aunt on it. So then my nephew conformed to the rest of the family. We're just like, well, we're just going to sit up here in the front of the church because that's what they do for the immediate family. Like, my mom was dressed up. I was dressed up. My sister was dressed up. And like, in the middle of the service, I leaned over to my sister and go, are we officially the bougie family members? And she goes, absolutely. So, yeah.
Can I get in?
It was fun, though. Like, it was good to actually, it was positive and negative that we were all there together, but, like, just for those circumstances. But, like, it was really weird because, like, growing up, my sister, Jeremiah, and I were really close. And, like, adulthood happened. Like, we're still close, but we just kind of, adult life happened. He has kids, family, a wife. My sister has a nephew, and I'm whatever. But, it was funny because, like, we were just joking and reminiscing about stuff when we were kids. And, like, to see my nephew, like, be engaged in the story is like, whoa, you guys were once kids one time? Like, oh, yeah. And Jeremiah and I were the bad ones. We got whoopings with, what'd I say? Fashion bug flip-flop every other weekend. Like, so it was actually cool to actually reminisce about, like, not just my aunt, but, like, funny stories and all that jazz. So it was good.
Can I get an Aunt Tina t-shirt?
Do you want an Aunt Tina t-shirt? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can have, it's Eric and your lucky T. I always forget his name. Maybe we can have somebody draw t-shirts for us.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But no, it was funny because I walked in, of course. I was, so let me give you something funny at the.
Wait, we got to go quick, okay, or we got to save it?
I can go quick.
Go quick.
So they did like remarks, like reminiscing, and one of our childhood friends came up and they were like, I love Aunt Tina. She lived down the street. She was like, and she went down the line of people. She was like, Jeremiah and Raphael, my other cousin, they're like my brothers. Tiana was like my best friend growing up. And then she looks at me, she goes, hey, Floyd, well, you know, he's crazy. And I go, thanks. But like, it was funny. It was a good feeling to think that she had so much love and she impacted so many people. And it was a good way to say goodbye and heal with the morning. And like, it was good.
Okay, good.
That was fast, right?
Yeah,
it was a lot slower than that music mix you made.
Sorry. I do want to know about the food too.
Oh,
6:18 with the morning reboot.
Seasoned
bad food at Steak and Shake. They're all closed up for now. We'll get to that next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
I thought Steak and Shake was going to lead the news this morning.
Oh, no.
Let's freak people out. I don't know how bad this will be or what this portends for, like, potential water crises, but there is a sizable and harmful algae bloom expected this summer on Lake Erie. Mm. On Thursday morning, scientists, we'll call it, have forecasted the algal bloom. This year's bloom is expected to be one of the five largest in the last 17 years, measuring at a 7.5 severity out of 10. The scale rates the blooms all over on an overall biomass, not toxicity. So it's big, maybe not toxic, and I'm going to say we're not going to have a water crisis. So trust me at your own suspense.
I need to talk to, like, a scientist friend.
Because I'm not that.
I don't know what an algae bloom is. Like, I just know it's green and you don't put it in your mouth. Like, does it come from pollution? Or because it seems like it flares up when it's like hot, like really.
Yeah, I think it's environmental factors.
Like, I don't want to sound dumb, but like I don't know what it is. I just know that someone says don't touch it, and I obey. I'm like, okay, that's an algae bloom. I'm not touching it.
I'm guessing like our water treatment plants, which we've improved over the years, will just have more to filter out.
Yeah.
Like when I scanned through these stories this morning and I've watched on TV, no one has said anything about water crisis.
Mm-mm.
And again, this says it measures the mass, not the toxicity. So
okay.
Everybody chill. Like we too many people lost their minds without real good reason a couple of years ago.
Let me tell you something. When the water crisis first happened, I was like drinking a cup of water and my mom can contest. She slapped it out of my hand. I go, what are you doing? She's like, there's an algae bloom. I go, what the hell's that? She goes, you're not supposed to drink the water. And like, the water looked fine, but she was just like, don't do it. She went all the way to like Findlay or Fosteroy area to get bottled water. Because remember, everyone was just like,
yeah,
we're going to die. I'm like, oh, calm down.
I still have bottled water from that, which I should probably get rid of. All right, the big story. Two Steak and Shake. Did I say Shake Shack?
We don't have a Shake Shack.
Two Steak and Shake restaurants in Toledo have been shut down on Monroe Street and the one on Reynolds, which is wild that they both had to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's either wildly bad food prep or terribly crazy coincidence. A food inspection report filed Tuesday regarding the Monroe Street location indicated the suspension due to immediate danger to public health. A request for inspection to reopen facility can be made after all the items from the previous inspection have been corrected. All pending cleaning issues and all pending maintenance issues. Officials recommend that a professional cleaning company thoroughly clean the facility. The health department previously investigated two complaints of customer sickness after trips to the Monroe Street location. A husband and wife ate there, reported stomach pains and food poisoning in May. On January 13th, another customer reported feeling sick for days. But investigation of both complaints found satisfactory elements of food preparation, such as hamburger temp and proper glove use. It's crazy they both had to be closed. I'm guessing like one district manager oversees them both and was dropping the ball.
What raises an eyebrow for me is that when they said they can file to reopen
after they get cleaned up,
I don't ever want to go back. Like, it takes a lot for a place to get shut down. It truly does. Like, this has to be violation upon violation upon violation. Like, to the point that they're just like, you got to close and figure this blank out, or tell your employees to start filling out other applications. Because
yeah,
at this point, as a customer, I'm not a Steak and Shake person, but I know people who are. At this point, if I was a consumer, I'd be like, time to find a new restaurant.
Right.
In my opinion.
More traffic troubles. Two new ramp closings are scheduled to start tonight on I-75 near Toledo, including one that can make you do U-turns on Miami Street near the casino. ODOT says it needs to close the ramp from southbound Miami Street onto northbound 75 at the South Bridge once 75 is reduced to two lanes across the bridge, because leaving it open will create an unsafe merging condition on the bridge. If I'm thinking of where this is, it's already kind of unsafe. That's a tricky spot. Like, that whole, I think both ramps to get onto 75 north from like the Rossford area right there.
Yes, I would say by the casino, correct?
That one and maybe the one before, but definitely the casino one to go north. It's very tight.
It is. It's similar to the one when you get off on Central. You turn on the Central off. And like,
we're talking 475 or
475? We're talking about 475. It's very similar to that. The way you get off on the exit on Central. Look at my hands. I'm like trying to describe it to you.
And my eyes are closed.
Yeah, I know. We're two peas in a pot today. Just take my word for it. It's like the Central exit. Going towards.
And we over.
Mommy. There we go. I couldn't think of the city. Woo.
We overlook safety and safe driving measures when it comes to merging.
Mm-hmm.
I literally got rid of a vehicle I was driving because of one of the places I lived. It was like trying to remerge out of a pit stop.
Oh, no.
Because it was so dangerous.
Like, right.
You literally had to come off the ramp at the speed everyone else. There was no. It was wild.
And I'm going to take this opportunity to say this. A blinker, friends, is not a suggestion.
You remember the Will Smith song?
No.
Great.
What did you?
People forget about that song. You remember that song?
No!
You don't?
No! But you're also talking to the person who knows like the B-sides of Will Smith songs. Is that a B-side? That's like a Z-side.
All right, we're going to get to that in a second. We got to get to a quick break so I can play that for Flood. I can't believe you don't know that song. The Toledo City Plan Commission approved the Southwick Shopping Center site zone change from commercial to limited industrial in a vote yesterday. It's next up for City Council, Comives, for a zone change on August 14th. Developers have attempted to revive retail in the area. Obviously, that has been a big failure. Rezoning opponents expected a decrease in land value and some suggested alternatives such as residential zoning. Residents near Southwick point to a multitude of alternative areas for limited industrial zoning, but the limited land they have for residential enjoyment. The rezoning could result in the worsening of a very ugly area, according to some neighbors who have nicely manicured lawns. Some are disgruntled with the unattractiveness of light industrial zoning that could cause longtime residents' property values to diminish. A popular alternative, I like this idea, included the building of villas in the area since it would fit better in the existing neighborhood.
I can see I can see the villas. Because there's a lot of apartments around the area, too.
Also, neighbors said they didn't know much about this. The Toledo Plan Commission said they sent 186 property notices. Proponents hoped the interest in the Southwick property would increase from stronger industry sectors like logistics and distribution facilities due to the precedent for it in surrounding cities where former mall sites were purchased by such companies as Amazon, demolished, and remediated into new fulfillment centers. I can't believe, with all the great ideas that we have, like that have helped re-energize downtown Toledo, somebody can't come up with an idea for that area.
Right.
And it... Wait, grad. Natasha Howard, going to her first WNBA All-Star game. She's in her sixth WNBA season, second with the Seattle Storm, having a career year and being one of the top players in the league. She's top 10 in points, steals, rebounds, and blocks. She's very good.
Yes. Sports!
Monroe Street, as Paul's been mentioning, Monroe Street will be closed near TMA tomorrow, beginning around 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Sunday. There's going to be detours posted for Collingwood, Woodruff, and Scottwood. Parkwood Avenue will also be closed between Monroe and Woodruff. This is all for the block party tomorrow, where I'm expecting them to expect well over 10,000 people. It is a completely free event. You've got that. The marathon, you've got Love Fest, you've got Diana Ross tonight, which is going to completely shut down Summit and other parts of downtown.
And via my friend who works, not for ProMedica, but like...
HCR Medicare?
No, she works for the city park, the city, she does like all the cleaning stuff.
Right.
This is the most people they have working a concert. Like to clean up stuff afterwards.
They were doing stuff yesterday to get ready.
Okay, yeah. Park Smart, I think that's what they're called.
That sounds right.
For that people, yeah.
Good news. I know everyone's excited about Diana Ross. Floyd and I will not be there.
I won't. I will actually be up north.
Where's up north?
I'll be at performing. I'm doing double duty. I have a show up there, and then I come back down here around 11:30.
Drive safely.
I will. Yes.
Ann Arbor tonight?
Yes. I'll be at Club Necto with Lady Bunny. Legendary Lady Bunny.
And legendary Necto.
Yes. Oh, so you're Club Nectarine.
Are you going to go there, get dressed, stay dressed, and come back down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't. I hope people see you in your car.
No, I'm not going by myself. There's a group of us going, I'm definitely driving.
The first thing I want people to see is this amazing drag queen in your little Star Wars Ford Focus on 75 with 23.
With hot pink duct tape.
6:40 with the morning reboot. We'll give you those Lion King songs again. And he is finally in jail. It's the remix to Sex Charges.
Shut up, for real?
He's in jail right now. Man. We'll do that before 7. 6:51 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here. Good morning. Hi.
You can pull it.
419-240-1055 is what you can text into the show this morning after 7 o'clock. I have questions about your job. You can ask questions about this job if you want. We'll have a special famous guest after 7:30. And Bethany, that is all you. You can Floyd and I will leave, and you can hang with Maya here.
All right.
Just say Q105 every couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Stranger Things a second ago. Have you watched this season?
I haven't gotten all the way through, but we're like 4 or 5 episodes in.
What do you think?
I like it. I mean, I like the nostalgia.
Is it better than season 2? Season 2 lost me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's better.
Like, Yeah, maybe it's because they're more adults and things move quicker.
Their comedic timing is better. Like, I feel like this season, especially, there's the length that I've gotten in mm-hmm. it's funnier.
Okay.
Because they're coming into adulthood, and I feel like they can... Their lines are...
Okay.
They're better actors.
Yeah, they deliver better.
And they're also all gangly and puberty-ish, and there's, like, elbows everywhere.
But it's always... Everyone loves, like, 11, and I'm just like, it's about Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my fave. Not the season so far isn't really about her.
He's my favorite character. Yeah. Okay, he's my favorite character.
And maybe it's like anything, something new wears off, but I'm like 6 episodes in, so I guess I have a couple of left. And I liked the nostalgia punches you in the face in the first episode or two.
Yeah.
And then it kind of shifts away and it gets into the plot, and I kind of miss the nostalgia.
Yeah, but what? Just the mall. Just seeing the mall.
Oh, I know.
I need to start it. I need to start it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It takes you back. Like, it'll take you back to everything. Whenever we bring up Southwick and whatever you used to get in there.
Southwick.
Like,
did
we have ground rounds here?
Yes, there was one.
Yeah, I think
there's
we did.
A ground round in the mall.
Oh, yes.
Walden Books.
I know that too. Why do I know all this stuff?
Yeah, the you're right. The mall scenes are just like,
yeah.
And they're packed like shoulder to shoulder, and you see them all.
They're just hanging out.
That's funny.
You see a mall scene, it's like, damn, it must be Black Friday. And you're like, nope, probably a Tuesday in June.
Which is hilarious because these actors know nothing about these stores.
Right.
Know nothing about them.
Where's the Apple store? Can I?
Right. But you're also seeing a group of adolescents that don't have a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, right.
None of this would happen.
How do they communicate?
If they had cell phones.
Walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah.
Bethany, how excited on a scale of 1 to Simba are you for the Lion King movie? It's a no.
I mean, I'm excited.
I
didn't see Aladdin yet, though.
The soundtrack.
I'm feeling my Disney self.
Oh, the soundtrack.
The soundtrack is out. Here we go. All it's living
can you feel the love tonight? It's so good! About lion sex.
Thank you.
Okay, I remember being a kid. I was like, "Why is Nala looking at him like that?"
We'll get to another one in a second. You listen to Be Prepared.
Yes, Be Prepared is my favorite Disney song ever.
Yeah,
not in the movie. It's literally a dramatic monologue. It's a monologue with dramatic music behind it.
That's because they cast somebody that can't sing, probably.
Didn't I just say that? I said maybe he can't sing.
You know what, though? I saw somebody say this on social media. They were like, if I go in that theater and the nods of it is not, like,
it's
epic, I'm out.
Oh, it is, because it's the guy from the original movie.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's good.
That's all I care about.
It's good.
What do you guys want? Hakuna Matata or Can't Wait to Be King?
No, hold on. You need to hear Can't Wait to Be King, because you need to hear Soul singing Simba. It's so good. So singing Simba and Divalicious Nala, like, they're just giving their lives.
I have to go back to all those reviews I skimmed through, because I kept seeing them all say the same thing, like, it was unnecessary, blah. But you know what? What will make this movie, to your point of, it's just a mirror of what we already seen.
Legit, yeah.
It's going to be about the singing and the acting performances, mm-hmm. because we could literally close our eyes and know what's happening.
Right. And they actually cast, I would say, this young Simba's voice kind of sounds like young Simba's singing voice from the movie.
Yeah.
The animated one. So, like, they kind of kept that, we need this tone. And I think they nailed it, but people... Some reviews aren't caring for it?
Most of the reviews that I've come across are like, this is kind of unnecessary. Like, there's nothing eye-opening about it. But they didn't talk... They talked about the movie from head to toe, not the performances, what will actually make it.
Okay.
Like, if you just close your eyes and listen to the songs and hear the acting of these actors that we do like, it's probably great.
Well, because they didn't flip the script. Like,
no,
no, it's
they're just trying to.
And there's
nostalgia for us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
The movie is not for your children. I say that every time. I say that every time a movie comes, I'm like, yes, it is. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
Toy Story 4 wasn't.
Clearly, that's what I've heard.
I want to talk to yet another small child. I know this sounds awful. I want to talk to another kid who has maybe seen The Lion King, but it's not their favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is their parents and what they think of the new Lion King and if that gets them more into like... So when we were growing up, these were all animated movies. Mm-hmm. Now they're all coming back as live action. For these kids, they'll be live movies, and then in 25 years, they'll be animated again.
Which is crazy because I remember being young, and like every year, a new animated movie would come out. I'm like, yeah. What's next? Like, you know, after Hercules, I couldn't wait for like Mulan, or probably getting my order all mixed up. But like, I just remember like, I'm trying to think what was the last animated one they stopped making. I was like, oh, we don't get another one? And then The Princess and the Frog was like, what? 15 years after the last animated one.
Yeah.
R. Kelly is in jail this morning. He was arrested last night on 13 new federal charges, including child pornography and obstruction of justice. Kelly's publicist originally confirmed that the singer had been arrested on sex trafficking charges of sex trafficking. Kelly's publicist said he'll be holding a press conference with more information this morning. The singer is in federal custody in Chicago.
When is he going to jail?
He's in jail now.
I mean, yeah, prison. For, like, when is he going? Like,
I don't know.
I don't even think OJ had this much evidence stacked up against him, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing after another.
Like, I don't like saying, oh, put him away. Like, I prefer people get help if they need help. But his age and the amount, like, the length of time that this has been going on, I don't think you're going to help him.
You know the help that he got? He got paying these people off. But now his money is dwindling down and people are just like, I'm not going to sit here and take the city. Like,
Bethany, I completely agree with you. Like, a lot of our hardened criminals are people who need help.
Absolutely.
And we just throw them away. But when it comes to like the situation like his, to Floyd's point, like, he knew he was doing things that were wrong because he was paying people to believe that it was right. I mean, it was cultish, but he's in jail right now. 7 o'clock with the morning reboot. Questions about your job. I have them. You can ask them of us as well in less than 15 minutes on Q105. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Floyd, can you do me a favor? Oh, I found my pen. I'm just going to write a number down.
Numbers.
712 on Q105. Good morning, Bellemere Suites. If you'd like to win a very cool prize there, you can get the text link for it, 419-240-1055, or just hit Q1055.com. It's Eric Chase, Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here. We'll have another TSA friend visit shortly after 7:30. Will this Steak and Shake vigil be as big as the Christmas weed?
Oh, God, I hope not.
It's tonight at 9 o'clock at the Monroe Street location.
But a little bit of me wants it to be like, I want this vigil to happen first and foremost. And I just want a singing rendition, a great rendition of We Are the World. Like, I think that there's no better appropriate song to sing at Steak and Shake because they shut down two of them. That in this moment, we are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start living.
How about Angel? Or I Will Remember You.
Well, vigils go for...
That's a good one.
Vigils go for a long time. So we can start off with We Are the World. Have like a little mini ballad concert.
Playlist.
Ooh, then drive it home with Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You.
Yes!
I'm going.
419-240-1055. That vigil is at the Monroe Street Steak and Shake tonight at 9 o'clock. It proves my point, that especially when it comes to like fast food, like people just shrug their shoulders. Like they just want... Because remember for the longest time, the joke about Taco Bell was, you know, you're going to wind up in the bathroom. And Taco Bell is bigger than ever.
Yeah, but I mean... There's certain places you go where the bathroom is a guarantee. I don't know if we're allowed to say it. I'll give it a fake name. Caucasian Kingdom. White Castle.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you nibble on a...
I mean, and the thing about Steak and Shake, like the last time I was at a Steak and Shake was years ago and probably in the middle of the night, but you knew it was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
No offense.
Yeah. They're not lighting candles.
It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
that it's not the cleanliest establishment, and you don't go there for quality. Yeah. You go there to hang out with your friends, eat some really good fries.
To get sober.
And get a shake.
Who organized this? Yeah,
expectations are very important. Like, I know what I'm getting when I go there. Like,
right.
If I go to Final Cut and there's roaches all over the place,
it'd be an abomination.
Right. Like, this is top quality. Let me switch gears here, because the other day when I was once again traversing airport onto Western, so like in a mile stretch on Western, I saw three, are they called mail carriers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say mailman, because there were male women.
Postal
worker.
We had this conversation off air.
Postal worker.
Mail carriers is correct.
I'll fill you
so
in.
I saw like three in a very short distance, and I'm thinking, didn't they intersect? So it made me think of all the questions that I have about people's jobs. And no matter what you do, I will have questions about your job. And some people already answered some of these questions of mine on Facebook, like, mm-hmm. What's your territory? How much do you drive? How much do you walk per day? Do dogs really hate you? Do you have treats for dogs? Do you expect something for the holidays? Mm-hmm. So no matter what you do, I've got a question about it. And even if you tell me you do nothing at work, that's BS. Right. You do something. So Bethany, I asked you about your job. You are the development coordinator?
Development business manager.
Development business manager at TSA. What the hell is that? Like, what do you do all day?
I basically manage the development department. Our department is in charge of raising money for TSA because we don't get any local tax money. We only get state funds. So we have to make up about $500,000 every year.
So what do? You just call people and ask them for money?
We engage with donors. We...
I like that.
Hold events.
Okay.
There's grant writing involved.
So that's like macro stuff, like micro stuff. So you spend your day coordinating these events, emailing different people, reaching out and trying to coordinate these things. Like, we got to have this, this, and that. We need here at this time, and all that stuff. You have lots of emails, lots of phone calls.
Yeah, and I book all of our student groups. So I'm basically their talent agent. I do all of that booking and stuff. So
10% off the top.
I wish. So it's a lot of different things.
419-240-1055. What do you do? I'd like to ask questions about it. Or if you'd like to ask about our job here, by all means, you can do that. Like when I think about my friends at TV News, like I know they wake up really, really early, but like, do you have the same routine, same morning routine at 2:30 a.m. as someone who would wake up at 6:30?
When I used to do brunch, when I first kicked off the brunch in Toledo, I always did drag queen question, rapid fire. Like, you have to ask me any question, and like, if I don't answer it, I have to take a nasty shot, and they're nasty. But like, people would ask me all these questions, and I'm an open book when it comes to being a drag queen and performer. Like, you could ask me anything, and I will answer it.
Well, it's good. It's educating.
And then, like, some of the questions they come up with, I'm like, whoa.
Like what?
Where does it go?
Oh.
Where does it go?
Well, I mean, it's a legit question. Yeah, Where does it go? I wear really tight underwear. Like, it mashes it up. Or, like, well, how do you cinch your waist? I'm like, I wear a girdle, and then sometimes you wrap duct tape around it. Like, many people have different questions. I feel like I get more questions in that aspect of a job than all the other ones. Because, like, everyone knows that I'm a paraprofessional at school. So that's...
Not everybody, but mostly.
I mean, that answers its own questions. Like, oh, okay, what do you do?
Doesn't?
Likely that someone knows somebody that... does that job, yeah, like, then know somebody that's a drag queen.
Even if there's like, I would agree. I have questions about anyone's job. Like, Floyd,
you could ask me any. I'm that person. I don't shy away from a question. I will answer anything.
What do you, when you get to your other job, what's the first thing that you do?
Which one?
The school.
Put my head down. Oh, I'm here. I'm just kidding.
See if Christina's crying.
No, I legit clock in, just say hi to everyone, and
okay.
I go to each room and say hi to the, because I have like kids in each room that I enjoy. I'm like, just announce my presence. I have arrived. So like, I just say hi to everyone.
Then what?
I go to my room, set up, and I'm normally there for lunch, and I have fun with my little kiddos.
What does setup entail, though?
Instead of like setting sit down for lunch. And
see, like, you're getting annoyed with my question, but
I'm not getting annoyed, but, like, it's in the thing. What does set up for lunch mean?
It's weird. If you do it every day and it's your routine, and then trying to explain it to somebody else, you're like,
To me, it's so fun. And maybe it's because, like, I've done this for most of my life.
Uh-huh.
But again, like, you know me well enough to now know that I ask why for everything. Like, I ask eccentric questions that a lot of people aren't prepared for, and people that don't know me, I annoy them, and that's totally fine.
Where my annoyance came from, I was like, but I see you every day. You know what this entails.
I know, but but not, like, at the micro level. Yeah. Like, when I text, WYD, nothing. No, you're not doing nothing. You are... Even if you're doing nothing, you are doing something. Even if it's just texting you back.
I would say replying back to you.
No one is ever doing nothing. You are always doing something. Welcome to my life.
But I like when people ask questions. Like, I hold down three jobs. So, like, some questions are more interesting from one job to another. Like, you asking jobs about the school, I'm just like, ugh. Like, those are interesting to me because, like, it's not because.
But to me, they are.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, so for when you ask me a question, I'm like, ask me something else. Like, I do so much more fun things. But, like, for you, my fun things could just be like, I don't want to know about that.
I wanted to know.
Are you nervous?
No.
Okay, you're like rubbing yourself. Like, don't be nervous.
7:21. We have a guest, a friend of Bethany's from TSA dropping by. You can handle a lot of that, but I do have something that I'd like to do with the duct tape princess.
Mmm. Mmm.
7:21 with the morning reboot. That's in less than 15 minutes. 7:33. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Looks like our special guest will be pushed back to 8 o'clock, so we'll have to move our topic from then. We'll move things around. 7:33, the morning reboot, Q105. Get the podcast link for the show once we wrap up today, or you can text my first name, ERIC, for it now, 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, our friend Bethany from TSA is here with us. I would hope that if, when I die,
wow,
which will happen eventually, I hope that at my obituary or who's ever talking about me, he said, that guy was prepared.
Hmm.
Would you say that about me?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
How reluctant.
No, yes.
So I thought we were going to have our guest now, but we're not. Good thing it's a Friday.
Oh, Lord. I know what that means.
Good thing I've got a 5-second rule ready to go here.
I didn't finish my coffee yet.
You stopped.
Friday is torture for me. Manic music mix, 5-second rule.
Yeah, I think those
panel full of ladies.
You think what?
Ladies panel, whatever you want to call it today. Peefall.
I think the manic mixes are easy. Maybe not that one.
Yeah.
I can't do it while I'm here. If I'm in my car, I know all those.
I only got two of them.
Will you text us and confirm Bethany's statement right there? Is it easier in your car to win and to play and win and guess? Or for Floyd, because he's sitting here and you're kind of taking it all in. And you can also record it if you're sitting there in your car. But you don't know when I'm going to play it necessarily. Mm. Hey, let's not take another second and play the 5-second game, okay? Floyd, you ready?
Darn it.
5-second rule. Floyd, I need three... I wish you were rolling here. I need three popular candle scents.
Mahogany, teakwood, citronella, vanilla bean.
Bean.
Ah. These are you turning down your TikTok noise?
Yeah, because it's too much.
Okay.
It's too much.
Our friend Bethany from TSA. Things you can do with an avocado.
Make guacamole, put it on toast, and put it on your face.
Good answer.
Oh, you could. You're right.
Face mask.
I would throw it at somebody.
I made that up, but I'm sure it's a thing.
I don't judge here.
Floyd, I hate this. What?
Three types of art at the Toledo Museum of Art.
Statue, nude painting from Victorian people, and a sculpture.
Well done. Maybe one of your
naked babies with.
Listen, I don't. Were bellies. There no clothes back then? All the little shriveled up meats and
I know.
Sagginess.
If those people.
They're so pasty. Was there no sun either?
I know. If those.
Yeah, but in the. It was. You were. Of higher class, if you were completely white, that's why they powdered their faces and stuff. Because that means you weren't out in the field working.
Mm, thank you.
Talking about no damn field.
Oh, you hit him right where it hurts. You hit him right where it hurts.
I'm just stating history.
You just punched Floyd right in the slavery nuts.
Oh!
All right. Bethany, you're up next. Okay. I need three Toledo neighborhoods.
Perrysburg, Southside, Sylvania, Ottawa Hills.
No.
No. Like, Old West End.
Oh.
Good try.
Downtown. Neighborhoods.
Old Orchard.
Old Orchard.
Oh.
Good try.
Yeah.
All right, Floyd, back to you. All right.
Hill Avenue.
I drove.
That's me.
I drove past this person yesterday, I wanted to get out and say hello, but I had to get Tucker home, or as I call him, Night Monkey.
Is that his PJ Masks name?
No, that's from Spider-Man.
Oh.
Here we go, Floyd. I need three things Opal Covey would say.
Oh, Jesus, dinosaurs!
Vote for me!
Just speak in tongues.
Oh, Jesus, dinosaurs!
All right, Bethany, I need three famous scientists.
Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, Newton.
Benjamin Franklin was a scientist before scientist was a scientist.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'll give you that.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't have said
Bill Nye. He's my dude right now. I love him so much.
So it would have been, I mean, I figured Bill Nye would have been the go-to. Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah. Einstein was a good one. I'll have to go to Wikipedia, but if Benjamin Franklin wasn't considered a scientist because back then that was sorcery, what was Isaac Newton? It's physics.
What was
he called? All right, Floyd, back to you.
Oh, man. Okay, go,
go. Do you know what a consonant is?
They're A, B, C, D, A, A. No, B, C, D.
I need
non-vowels.
Consonants and our mayor's last name.
K P W. There's a W. Oh, there's a W. You can't hear it. It's silent. Half his name is silent.
Right.
It's a cat's a cabbage, but you're like, yeah. I don't even.
That was really good. Well done.
Thank you, right.
Bethany, last one's for you. I need places or buildings that are downtown in Toledo on the river.
Oh, God. The Fifth Third Building, Imagination Station, the steam plant.
Promatica. Too late.
Promatica.
That's steam what plant. She meant that.
The steam plant is the old steam plant. It's Promatica.
Which is the Promatica building. Yet again, Beyonce is royalty, and she gets to go somewhere else where the average person is not allowed, and Zendaya gets a second season of this show. That's before 8 o'clock on
Q105. Q105 track. Lessons I've
learned. 7:53 on the morning reboot here on Q105. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. 419-240-1055. You can text the show. Let's do another one of these. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your day. It's a problem free. The Lion King soundtrack is out.
I just want, for that song, Pumbaa's little moment at the watering hole. It's like,
and you'll get it.
Why when he was like a young warthog?
And they're like, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata. All it's living can
you feel? On Beyonce, she was reshooting scenes for a music video in Arizona the other day. Not necessarily for that or for Spirit, but a video captured by a fan shows her and her family loading into a helicopter after filming at Havasu Falls and Havasupai Reservation in Arizona. The location within the Grand Canyon National Park requires a permit for access, and campground reservations become available once a year and sell out quickly. But she was there to shoot a music video.
She's Beyonce.
Right.
She literally said, give me a permit.
And they were like, she rolled up in her car and was like,
with her 13 backup dancers.
They were like, oh, right this way.
Can Floyd, get a permit?
You're a fan of Zendaya, but you haven't seen Euphoria.
Zendaya. That's her nickname. That's her cousin name. She's my cousin.
Mm. Is she on a t-shirt too?
She could be.
Too soon.
Too soon. No, I don't know her TV show.
It's a sex show on HBO. And it's been renewed for a second season. It debuted on June 16th, follows a 17-year-old Rue Bennett, that's her character, a drug addict fresh from rehab who's struggling to make sense of her future. Her life changes dramatically when she meets Jules Vaughn, Hunter Schaefer, a girl who recently moved to town following her parents' divorce.
So her Disney contract is up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She wants the Emmy Award.
Right.
I was like, that is Mary Jane and the trapeze artist from Greatest Showman. This is the one.
I don't know if we got to the story, but there were a couple of the One Direction dudes who were kind of filming like sex or nude scenes.
Oh, we talked about it. The fan fiction.
Yeah.
That's this.
The series is the youngest skewing drama on the network's digital platforms. In addition, the series premiere has already delivered over 5.5 million viewers on HBO's platform. So it's a big deal.
Okay.
Bethany, who's your favorite, since the season is not necessarily about 11 for Stranger Things, who's your favorite Stranger Things character?
It would either be Dustin or what's the brother with the long hair.
Oh, what is his name? Can't think of his
name. Steve?
Steve.
Yeah.
I love Steve.
Is it Steve?
I think it is.
Okay.
Steve. He's the older brother.
Mm.
Yeah. He's funny.
There are also a lot of like good like one-liners, like quotes in the first couple episodes. Mm-hmm. Like what is Dustin's non-existing girlfriend says, kissing is better without teeth.
I'll tell you, because he doesn't have any. He has that bone disease.
Mm-hmm. He was on, like, not Doctor. The Doctors?
That
show?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
What garbage.
I was like, why is he on there? But they were talking about his
I don't discredit that they're doctors, but they're like
the five hottest
doctors. They're TV doctors.
They're the five hottest. Like, my doctor never looked like that. My doctor had a thick accent. When he wrote me a prescription, it looked like an EKG reading. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, here you go. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be legible, apparently.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is one of the shows that I don't skip the intro for because I love the music to start it.
I have the soundtrack on my phone.
The haunting opening.
Yeah. My favorite like TV soundtrack right now is Legion. I love the music from Legion. It's so good.
I don't watch it. It was way too weird even for me.
I mean, it's a little out there.
It's very weird.
The music is really good in that show, I think.
Floyd, maybe you knew more about this. I didn't. Tupac and Madonna dated while he was in jail?
They did. No. He also went with her to an award show one time. You know, Madonna, she was collecting them like Pokemon, though.
So his infamous breakup letter to Madonna is going to be auctioned off, according to the New York Supreme Court. He handwrote a 3-page letter from prison in 95 when he was 24 to end his relationship with Madonna, who was 37 at the time. He died the next year. I must apologize to you because, like you said, I haven't been the kind of friend I know I'm capable of being. Not because I'm evil or because you weren't worthy, but at the risk of sounding overdramatic, the effects of racism make it difficult for a young black man to properly show affection for an older white woman. It's estimated it'll sell for $300,000.
Who gets that money?
I bet Madonna's going to buy it. She'll buy it back and be like...
Well, yeah, because who got custody? Who has that letter, for one? Like, who got that letter?
It was in the
story.
And
then who's auctioning it off and who's getting that money?
Madonna's
that seems like
it.
A really personal thing.
That's my Madonna voice.
To be I'm gonna buy it.
Okay, so the New York Supreme Court stated the letter now belongs to the auction company, Gotta Have Rock and Roll, and not the pop icon, despite her protestations.
You know where that should go? That would be cool to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, something
that would be
like
actually
that.
A cool place. Whoever buys that, like, right. Or like Rock and Roll. I don't know. I think most of their stuff
because
donated.
It probably was not. As accepted in that time frame.
Yeah, that'd be cool to actually see it. Because, like, when you think of Tupac, you keep your head up. Like, you think of, like,
yeah.
you think of hood Tupac. I'm just saying,
right.
Like,
not somebody that's going to write a three-page letter.
People, yeah, to Madonna, of all people.
Unleashing their heart. Yeah.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah.
I've never heard, of all the Madonna stories, and I know a lot of them, I've never heard that one and never knew she was connected to him.
She liked her brothers, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, well, another quick thing. I put it up my... I never thought we'd do an Olivia Culpo story because it's just with her picking off NFL players who all look the same.
Is that the woman you posted with the good eyebrows?
Yeah, yes.
She has really good eyebrows.
Yeah, she is like stunningly gorgeous. I think she was connected to one of the Jonas Brothers at one point. Yes, before they were married. And then she started, then it was Danny Amendola, and now it's Christian McKay. All the football players that she dates look exactly alike.
So but, she has a type.
Yeah, oh, very much so. Very much so. But she had some thoughts about mental health, and I posted that on my Facebook page if you'd like to go read that, because it doesn't matter how good you look. Depression does not care. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock with the morning reboot. We hope to have our guest in just... She's here?
Yep.
Awesome!
Yeah.
Get out the duct tape. Floyd, go to my van. She's next.
What?
That was a joke.
Your van? Is there windows?
No.
Absolutely not.
Right. And just,
there's candy in it.
Are you clicking away?
Move the kid to the side.
Oh!
In Ottawa Hills. Because I don't want to keep a legend from whatever she has to get to. Let's get to our friend... Maya Ramirez right now. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Nice to see you again.
It's good seeing you, too.
Maya is here because she just won a duct tape prom. You didn't win a duct tape prom dress. Yes, Floyd? Oh, your mic's not on. Sorry.
Thank you.
Apologies. But I'm going to let Bethany from TSA conduct this wonderful interview and catch up with Maya. But I also have other stuff for Maya as well, which you said will be embarrassing to me, but that's totally fine.
All right.
Okay.
So, Maya Ramirez, hi.
Hi, how are you?
So, explain to us about this competition, because we know it was duct tape, we know it was voter-based, but what made you decide to sign up for it? What did you have to do for it?
Yeah, so once I decided where I was going to college, I realized, oh darn, this costs a lot of money. Maybe I should look for some scholarship opportunities. And I was not finding a lot of things that like really fit what I was studying until I found this scholarship, which was you had to make a prom dress attire outfit out of duct tape.
Which is totally appropriate for you, because if people don't know, you won Project Runway Junior.
Yeah, that was...
So like you're used to making things out of unconventional materials.
I am used to making things out of some pretty weird things. But this one was just like a whole nother level, because duct tape is like extremely hard to work with. I'm kind of like scarred by it and don't ever want to make things with it again.
What was so hard about it?
So if you ever like pull out a really long strip of duct tape and try to fold it, usually like crinkles up and does some weird things. And to cover like your entire body in duct tape, like you have to do that like times 100. And so it just took super long to figure out how to like actually manipulate it and get it to do what I wanted it to do. But it was worth it. I mean, it was for a scholarship and everyone voted, and I'm really thankful for the community who all like came together.
You got like overall like 30,000 votes.
Yeah.
How long did it take to make?
It took, like 40 hours, I want to say, like over the course of like a couple weeks or so, just like when I had the time to go and work on it. But I mean, it was fun at some points.
Did you put it together? So it was kind of like black and gold and kind of interwoven. Did you go at it just piece by piece, or did you kind of create fabric with the duct tape to then work with? Like how did you go about it?
For the top, I did that. Like, I just wove this huge piece. It kind of looks like one giant, like, tablecloth placemat kind of thing, and, like, cut out pieces for it. And then for the skirt, I kind of, like, made a pattern first and then went about it, because I just had no idea how to even, like, manipulate it to look like fabric for the bottom. So I made a pattern for that first.
It's Q105, the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, our friend Bethany from TSA is here. Maya Ramirez, formerly of TSA, is here. Where's the dress now?
It's currently in my basement. I think I have to send it to the duct tape people. They told me at some point I would have to send it, but I haven't heard anything about sending it, so it's just chilling. I don't know.
It should be in the Smithsonian.
I was going to say, it should be at George's on your body tomorrow night.
Yes!
You and Maya
should rock that top.
Yes!
Maya, have you ever... Do you know Floyd's alternate personality, Deja? He's drag queen?
You're a drag queen? That's
surprise!
Awesome!
Hey,
okay.
Hey.
Can I make you something?
Yes! Please!
Okay, yes!
Done and done!
I made here this morning.
Maya, who are some... If I'm not mistaken, you're going to a school in Paris, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to Parsons, which is a school based out of New York City. And it's really well known for fashion design. But I'm going to their Paris, France campus. They have two. So I may do a year in New York or a semester in New York, but like my main campus will be the Paris one.
That's cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Who are some designers that whose style that you like?
I've always loved Alexander McQueen. He's always been like my style inspiration.
Yeah.
Currently, Iris van Herpen, who is a designer based out of Amsterdam, she does like these crazy kind of like optical illusions, and really like knows how to work with textiles. Love her. And then I'm really like, I like a lot of streetwear brands. I don't personally do like streetwear just because I feel like it's not my strong suit, but mm-hmm. I love like looking at streetwear and like how people put it all together. So.
What's your favorite article of clothing that you think you're best at designing or you think you really have an eye for?
I would definitely say like evening wear or more formal pieces. Just because I love like making like fancy, elegant things. I don't ever wear them really, but they're fun to make.
Flynn?
If you can style one celebrity like for the red carpet of like any of their premieres, who would it be?
Okay, this is so hard. Maybe, I know that it like, her style is so different from mine and it's usually outrageous, but like if I had the opportunity to style Lady Gaga,
that would be so cool.
That fits with like the optical illusions for the one
design.
Yeah,
the avant-garde.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the Morning Reboot Q105. Eric and Floyd, Bethany from TSA, Maya Ramirez is here with us. All right, I want to play a fun game.
Okay.
I think it's a fun game. Bethany says I'm going to make a fool of myself.
All right.
I asked her about Tommy Hilfiger before, and she said, don't ask Maya that. So here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I will go around the room.
Okay.
Maya, Floyd, Bethany, I will name one of the legendary designers. You will tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
All right.
Why are you looking at me like
a, I'm ready.
Crazy? I'm ready too.
I'm getting my game face on.
I don't know if I said this.
Go first.
Like, what?
You set the pace.
Bethany, you're first.
Dang it.
Coco Chanel. Whatever pops into your head.
Boas. I don't know why. It sounds so like.
It's fine.
Floyd.
Okay.
Ralph Lauren.
Blue.
Maya. Marc Jacobs,
makeup.
Okay. Bethany, Donna Karen.
Older ladies. Sorry.
Floyd, Tom Ford.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing. That's such a good song.
Maya, Donatella Versace.
Oh, Versace on the floor.
Yeah!
Bethany, Michael Kors.
Menswear.
Floyd, Vera Wang.
Asian. She is Asian.
Kohl's. I like. She has Kohl's. Well, stuff
you said first thing. No. Second thing came to me was dresses, because like she makes a lot of wedding dresses.
Yes.
Maya, Oscar de la Renta.
Oscar de la Renta. Extravagant fabrics.
Bethany, Christian Louboutin.
Shoes.
Floyd, Tommy Hilfiger.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Remember the singer Aaliyah? She always wore Tommy Hilfiger underwear up to here.
You're right.
Up to here. Yeah, up to here. It was bizarre.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I gotta go Google it.
Maya, I think we could actually all say the same one for this at the same time. Maya,
Jimmy Choo.
Yeah. Bethany, Yves Saint Laurent. Or how every rapper says
YSL.
It.
YSL. That's makeup too.
Yeah.
Floyd Christian Dior.
Dior? Oh, that's perfume. Cool. Right? Dior?
Shut the whole deal.
Yeah. Last one, Maya.
The Lady in Gold. Like.
Yeah,
exactly.
Charlize Theron.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Dolce & Gabbana. Bad Models.
Shade thrown this morning.
I'm sorry, they hire like people off of Vine to be their models because they think it'll like attract a younger customer and it's just not good.
Yeah.
Good luck with everything. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes. I know you got to get to work. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes. And hopefully the next time we see you and your dad, we will still be at this radio station, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
And you'll just be more famous.
Remember us for Fashion Week.
Yeah.
You need a drag queen to go with you.
Exactly. Please. Paris Fashion Week. Hello. Let's go.
One of the reasons I was hoping that Maya could come in was I wanted you two to put your heads together or something. Yeah.
Let me be your drag queen muse.
8:15 here on the Morning Reboot on Q105. Text my name to our text number for the podcast today. I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit. Everything tonight. Give me everything tonight. 8:20. 22 on the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase Floyd. Our friend Bethany from TSA is here on Q105. You can text the show 419-240-1055. We'll get you a panel full of ladies in less than 15 minutes. We have prizes, Kids Bop, and Trevor Noah passes a show at the zoo next week to give away. A friend texted and corrected me on the Stranger Things. You were describing your favorite character. Did you mean Jonathan? Nancy's boyfriend? Or did you mean Steve?
No, I mean Steve. The one that works at the ice cream place.
Right. Scoops Ahoy?
Scoops Ahoy.
Scoops Ahoy!
Yeah. And did you know, we mentioned it earlier this week, after her dad was all about it over the weekend, Robin, that's Ethan Hawke, and...
Uma Thurman.
Daughter.
What?
Yeah. Thank goodness she takes after her father.
She's a model and actress.
No way.
Yeah, and it, in certain...
I wonder how in certain Uma scenes,
in certain scenes, she really looks like her mom. Yeah, she's like, I think 20 or 21.
But, yeah, I could see that.
Okay. So sorry, Sarah. We met Jonathan. I don't know the actor's name. Why does he look like he's a lot older than he actually is?
Well,
he looks like he's 35.
Yeah. Well, he could be older than everybody else on the show, because I didn't realize that the kids' ages, like 11's 14, but then...
He's 25.
Who?
Jonathan, Stranger Things.
What's his name?
Jonathan Byers. On the show? Oh, his real name is Charlie Heaton.
Yes. He looks a lot older than he is.
Is he related to someone?
Another quick thing here, Stranger Things. What episode are you on?
I think I have two left.
Did you? Okay, but you've gotten to the point now where...
He's British, too!
Sorry.
A lot of them are.
They're all British!
So is Billy's character, because we saw him, right? Mm-hmm. He was in the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
He's Australian.
Australian?
Yeah.
That's right. Dacre Montgomery.
Dacre Montgomery.
It's a cool name.
It is a cool name. So you've gotten through the fact that nobody wants to play D&D with...
Oh, yeah.
He's so... So all the kids have girlfriends, and that's Will, right?
Yeah.
He just wants to play D&D in the basement.
Will is the one with the long nose, right, and the shaggy hair? No, Will is the one...
Will is the one that was...
Stuck in the... Yeah. His character irks me to no end. Like, in season one, when they brought him back, I was like, oh!
I love him.
Okay, so is Winona Ryder still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's really good. She's
bat crazy is there still?
No.
Oh, she's put together now?
Yeah.
My crazy Winona Ryder. Oh.
Yeah, she's really good this season.
Okay.
But yeah, Will just wants to nerd out, and all his friends are growing up and getting girlfriends.
He's like, I thought we were going to play D&D in the basement forever. You didn't think we were all going to get girlfriends? He's like, no.
It's such like...
Okay, I need to...
He hasn't hit puberty yet, you know?
It's such a moment in all of our lives.
Yeah, where, for sure.
Like, we thought we were going to play Nintendo forever. And then...
My generation. Wait, so we're not watching Monday Night Raw tonight?
Right.
Like, we're not watching wrestling?
Why?
Or when the girl gets invited to watch with you.
And you're just so mad about it. Oh, I remember
why
that.
Is she here?
Yeah.
Panel Full of Ladies is to come with prizes next. I'm a sucker for you. Today is a mess in a good kind of way. Floyd will warn you. He'll turn the microphone on anytime.
No, me? Oh, yeah, you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We are very happy you are here with us today. It is a packed day. A lot of drama. We're going to get to our panel full of ladies. We've got people.
I don't know what you care until you say drama. It makes me giggle.
It's only dramatic because there's a drag queen in here.
Bethany.
And there's artsy people. There've been artsy people. Anyway, we have people on the phone. We have a guest. We have a guest co-host today. Mm-hmm. So let's just do a panel full of ladies this way.
Yes.
Let's pull up our ladies on the phone first. Amber?
Yeah.
Hi, Amber. You're 34, Toledo, married, one kid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. On line two, is this our Morgan?
It's our Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
Heyo.
How tall are you? 6'1"?
6'1".
No. How old are you? You're 20?
21.
21. Boyfriend?
Yep.
Kid?
Nope.
Unless somebody's kid.
Somebody's kid is there. Yeah. Okay. And Bethany, you're?
33.
Married. Two dogs.
Yep.
Betty Jane, right?
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Betty, you're going to be a part of our content here, and then we'll move into rib-off stuff before 9 o'clock. Sound good?
Perfect.
Betty Jane is here from, you're the marketing and director of events from The Blade?
Marketing manager and local sales for The Blade, absolutely.
Do you want to give any of your stats, or should we just leave it very vague as we do our panel full of ladies?
What would you like to know?
Age?
I am 48.
Okay.
Shut up!
Absolutely.
No way.
Ma'am.
I have two kids, 26, Emily. Hi, Em.
Absolutely not.
Cole, 23.
She's
hi,
lying.
Coley. And my grandson, Cameron, 16 months. Rock it out, girlfriend.
She's lying. She's lying.
I'm not lying.
Married? Not married.
Single.
All right.
Let's
fire
away. They're
going
to be lining up when she leaves.
All right. And shit, we haven't even gotten to the rib-off stuff yet. All right. First question. Amber, there is a new book out, and it asks this question, or I guess it answers it. Amber, answer this question. What do we need men for?
Keep it PG.
To feel important.
Morgan, what do we need men for?
Change it up a little bit.
Okay. I'm using my imagination for that answer. Bethany, what do we need men for?
Comedic relief.
Betty, what do we need men for?
I am going to tell you what my mother has always told me. Men are like accessories. You put them on when you need them, and you take them off when you're done.
And we're done.
She just got the gay snaps. Okay, yes.
Floyd, do you want to make that your most liked tweet?
Oh, yes.
Mary, would you like to drop her mic? Literally? All right. Next up. Easier question, I think. Amber, how many sauce packets do you get at Taco Bell?
At Taco Bell, none.
None? Morgan, what about you? How many sauce packets do you get at Taco Bell?
None as well. I'm a wimp when it comes to spice.
Bethany?
Maybe like one or two, but mild.
Okay. Betty, when you go to Taco Bell, how many sauce packets?
Come on, I'm here to talk about rib-off, so this is going to be really saucy.
Okay.
I would say about 20, because I'm looking for the one that says, will you marry me?
Mm. Oh, you are. Why didn't you bring her sooner? You are going to get some. You're going to get some co-hosting
duties. I'm playing.
That's what we do. Next up, to go back to Maya Ramirez from a couple of minutes ago. I don't care if you can't afford the stuff, don't buy it, but it's just something you like. Amber, what is your favorite brand or your favorite designer?
Probably Vera Bradley.
Okay. Morgan?
Express, because they carry long jeans.
Okay. Bethany?
The one on sale.
Yes. Betty, favorite brand or designer?
Oh, gosh. Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada.
Okay.
Can I be your gay?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, any...
Oh my plus God, one?
Yes!
Absolutely.
Any dude that was listening that might have been interested was just like, too much for me!
Yes,
but the great thing is, I can afford myself.
There we go.
She's a strong, independent woman.
Morgan and Amber, hold on a second. We got prizes for you. We will get to all the fun with the rib-off and why Betty's actually here in just a couple of minutes here on Q105. Everyone stop cursing. Welcome back to the show. 8:51. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, it's a full house today. Bethany is here with us from TSA. And Betty Jane from The Blade. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Thanks for staying with us.
Not a problem.
You are actually officially here to talk about the upcoming rib-off.
I am.
Because we have a sweet deal going on sale in about 8.5 minutes. Concert tickets, which include your entry into the rib-off.
Absolutely.
And there's two choices on our website, Q1055.com. Two of the concerts coming up in 8 minutes on our website. Again, 9 o'clock, Q1055.com. Tell me about this year's rib-off.
All right. So let's get saucy, guys. August 16th through the 18th at the Lucas County Fairgrounds, we have the 36th annual rib-off presented by Dunn Chevy. And guys, hold on to your hats because it's going to be Justin Moore Friday night and Night Ranger Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sunday, full weekend, guys, Hotel California. But your sweet deals today are going to be all about Justin Moore and Night Ranger. There is a limited amount of tickets and let's say half off. So everybody that likes those deals, this is one you're not going to see again. And once it's gone, it's gone.
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean,
go to production after we're done and they're going to have you read some spots.
Not a problem. Am I going to say saucy?
Saucy.
Saucy.
If that's not included in her script, then we're going to rewrite it.
No, I have a question. No, I love you. I'm obsessed with you.
Oh, thank you. I love you,
like,
too.
In a non-stalkerish way.
No, it's good. You can stalk.
Barbecue sauce. Are you a spicy or are you a more of a mild, sweet barbecue person?
You know, it really depends on my mood. Okay. Sometimes you just like it a little saucier and a little hotter. And other times you got to take it down a notch.
The legendary rib off coming up August 16th through the 18th. The Justin Moore tickets, Night Ranger. And these are a four pack and they're basically half off. $40 and $30. Q1055.com or you can text SWEET to 419-240-1055. You didn't do the thing I asked you to do, right?
No, because I didn't do anything.
All right. So we...
You
have them?
No.
All right, well, come on.
But I do remember now.
Betty Jane from The Blade is here with us. We play a game called The Rated Game.
The Rated?
The Rated Game.
Okay.
So usually I throw something out and then you say, or Floyd says, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
I can do this.
Okay.
So Floyd is going to throw some... Floyd is going to throw some rib-off centric things at you to say overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Oh my. A little nervous. Okay.
A spork.
Properly rated.
A properly rated? Okay.
Properly.
Something more barbecue stuff.
Underrated.
Underrated? Coleslaw. You can't have a good rib-off without coleslaw.
I think that's on the money. So I would say, again, properly rated.
Okay.
Agree. I think coleslaw is underrated.
You think underrated? You love it?
I put coleslaw on everything.
Wait a minute. What are my choices again? I'm repeating.
Give me a ball. It can be underrated.
Okay.
Overrated. Rated. Or just
properly rated.
Properly rated.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Dry rub ribs.
Overrated.
I'm the same way. I like a good sloppy rib.
I like it.
Saucy or the better, guys. Yeah. Saucy.
Overrated.
Overrated?
Like you're going to eat ribs, you're going to get messy.
Right. Like, if you want, like, a dry rub rib, eat bacon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give me the B word. Give me the C word.
C word?
The side.
The side?
CB?
C... Cornbread?
Underrated!
Underrated big time.
Oh.
Okay with cornbread.
I'm okay with cornbread too.
I love cornbread.
Somewhere there's someone driving into it and going, "What is this rib off?"
Because when people make cornbread, it can be really dry, or it can be like this.
Really, I'll say it. It can be really moist.
I'm gonna wrap up. This.
Shorty's has such good cornbread. Their cornbread muffins,
they do,
are with the corn in it. So good.
Yeah, but I'm gonna wrap up this rated game with the one essential you need at every rib off. Wet naps.
And beer.
They're not big enough. Wet naps aren't big enough.
But are they properly rated or underrated?
Underrated.
I just use my sleeves or my shirt or something.
I need
else's.
A sink and a towel.
That's the thing about the wet nap. Like, you get a slab of ribs and then they give you like this 4x4 square to itty wipe bitty. Off this massive.
That's not gonna clean me off.
Everyone who eats ribs looks like they're a zombie. There's like barbecue sauce everywhere. You're like, oh, is it good? Absolutely.
You need a whole roll of paper towels.
They should hand you a wet towel.
Absolutely.
I need a shower.
August 16th we'll do shower. August 16th. It is the fairgrounds.
Right. 16th, 17th, and 18th. Helping you out.
Sweet deal for the concerts coming up at 9 o'clock in just a couple of minutes. Text SWEET to 419-240-1055 for Justin Moore or Night Ranger. And that includes your fee into the rebuff. Although I think Sunday it's free, right?
Sunday is free admission. It's family day. We are going to have a petting zoo, an arcade video bus, bouncy houses, face painting for the kids, lots of fun stuff. DJ Rob Sample during the day, and then Hotel California at night. First year we're doing a band, so come on out and see us for a free day of fun.
Nice. I have two questions for you, Betty Jane.
First one.
Can I have your number?
No. It's on my card, but that's my work number.
Can I have your card?
Maybe.
The second question is so I can ask you if you want to come back and visit with us.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeehaw.
Can I have your number?
Oh, no. That's down the hallway.
All right. Sorry. But I'm doing rib off. So it's either that or you get a little.
What do we say?
Rib off.
Okur.
Love that.
Can I get an okur? Can you do okur?
No.
I can't do that.
I can't.
Okay,
tweeted, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Your
go first or what low?
Oh, okay. All right. From my good friend, she works in Detroit radio and was at Indian Creek yesterday, the zoo. But my friend Lauren Crocker, first preparing for birth class. She's very pregnant. First, preparing for birth class last night. Learned a lot. Also learned that you were never really prepared for birth.
No.
No one's prepared for birth.
Absolutely. Right.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe if it's your second time.
No, but not even that. Oh, yep.
Uh-uh. Never.
Things can go sideways real quick.
Wow. I hope it doesn't go sideways.
Right. I know, but you don't want to go in sideways. Because then they got to get in there and turn things around.
I was suction cupped out. It gets all messy. So I get it. I had a cone head for a while.
Did you have to wear a helmet?
Like plungered. Like, they had to plunge.
Hey, all babies are beautiful. All babies are beautiful. No.
Don't
we got to stay with that. All babies are beautiful. They are gifts from God. Come on.
I've seen some ugly babies.
Yeah, but sometimes they need a little shaping.
They do, but they grow into their head, honestly.
Right.
Babies.
I'm going to stay with the babies.
My nephew came out, and I was like, put him back in. He's not done yet. Like, I was like, what is that? She goes, he is beautiful. I go, mm-mm. Why is he covered in clay?
Oh,
like,
my. No.
Yeah,
no,
I said no, what no. I said, Mary.
Betty Jane, you don't like dogs?
I absolutely like
but
dogs.
But not puppies?
Puppies are adorable. But I don't want to go in the backyard and clean up the mess. Mm. Straight out.
Okay. Floyd, what do you got?
All right. Mine is fairly good today. Mine says y'all's. That's how it's spelled. Y'all's Lion King movie only has 1 second to prove itself. If that first doesn't hit like it's supposed to, I'm walking out. And let me tell you,
it's true.
It does. Can I play it over the air? Will I get in trouble?
Which one?
The Knotsylvania.
No, hurry up. Do you need a second to pull it up? Because I'll give you.
Yeah, I got it. Talk about something. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here, just so everyone knows, here it comes.
Next week, text Eric to 419-240-1055 for the podcast to be posted soon.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto.